Gilbert, I understand there'll be another rally in Ottawa on May 12th. Can you give me a little more information on this?
Yes, but maybe before I start, to give you the information about the rally of May 12th, I can just briefly explain to you what's been happening regarding the so-called cutbacks and what the government has been doing. As everyone, I'm sure, has seen on TV or in the newspapers, the government of Canada, through the Department of Indian Affairs, introduced a new post-secondary policy which came into effect in April. What this policy does overall is that it limits the amount of money that the Department of Indian Affairs will make available to allow Indian students to go to post-secondary institutions. Post-secondary institutions meaning colleges or universities. We are very concerned about this because we believe that within a few years, because of the limited amount of money that the department is willing to put in, that there will not be enough money to allow all of our students to go to university or college. It is not necessarily a problem for the next 2 years or so, but it will certainly become a big problem in years to come. The other problem with the new policy is that it limits the amount of time that a student will be given to finish a college diploma or a university degree. And this concerns us a lot because we know that many of our students may require a little bit more time to finish a diploma or a university degree. And according to the new guidelines, it is very limited. It becomes extremely important that when a student or a young adult decides to go to college or to university, that they are very sure about the program that they're going into, because there is basically no opportunity to change your mind once you're halfway down the road. So this has been one of the reasons why this community, and along with other communities, have been attending rallies. I've been sending letters and demonstrating on Parliament Hill, because we believe that this policy is unfair. We believe that the post-secondary program should be made available to all Indian students who graduate from school or all Indian people who are accepted in a post-secondary institution. The government does not accept this recommendation. They feel that there may be a time where some of our students will have to wait. So this is one of the reasons why we are fighting. Now, the other major reason is that about 2 years ago, the government of Canada, again through the Department of Indian Affairs, introduced a new policy or a new formula to fund banned schools. And what this meant in Quebec was that several schools, including Kitigan-Zibi School, were cut back in the amount of money they were getting per student. And we are very concerned by this because we know that when our students attend provincial school, the amount of money paid to these provincial schools is higher than what is given to Kitigan-Zibi to operate. So we believe it's very unfair. We believe that the funding formula does not take into account the fact that we teach Algonquin and we want to improve the program. It doesn't take into account that we also want to develop curriculum materials. It doesn't take into account that we have special needs, meaning that we have certain students who need one-on-one, we need the help of a teacher all alone to help them overcome certain problems they may have. So all of these things are not taken into account. So overall, the government of Canada, through the Department of Indian Affairs, have been cutting back and really giving no explanation and just not willing to listen to what we've been saying. So this concerns us a lot. So we have been demonstrating on Parliament Hill, and I'm sure we will be back again. And this is where the May 12th rally comes into the picture, is that it is very important that pressure continue to be put on the government of Canada, you know, through the Department of Indian Affairs, to say that these issues regarding funding of Indian education must be dealt with. We must receive the kind of monies, the kind of funding that is required to operate schools that will be able to give quality education to meet the needs of all our students, but also to ensure that programs like the Algonquin language and culture is taught. So we need funding for this. So the rally on May 12th, is being coordinated by the Assembly of First Nations. Kitigan-Zibi and Congwe schools will be closed for the day. The Education Authority has made available some buses, school buses, that will go around the community on the morning of May the 12th to pick up those people or students that may be interested in going to attend the rally. The rally will take place at about noon on Parliament Hill. At this time, the rally is projected to leave Victoria Island around 11 o'clock. We will have a couple of speakers from the community, one student who will be speaking on the hill addressing the crowd that will be there. And also right now we're looking at getting one elder who will also be doing this. Now, I think it's very important to keep in mind that this issue and all of the other issues regarding Indian education are very important, because the government, again, the Department of Indian Affairs are bent on ensuring that we don't have the proper resources or the proper funding, the proper monies to operate our schools the way it should. And it appears to me that what they want us to do is to fail. So we have to fight for this. We have to continue pushing. We have to continue making our demands and ensuring that our schools will work, because I think we've come a long way in building our school, and we must not allow them to destroy it. Now, the other point that I want to bring up is in regards to the post-secondary program. I think it's very important that the Department of Indian Affairs continue to fully fund or resource this program to allow all of our students who may want to go to university or colleges in the future to be able to attend. And also, we must ensure that the Department of Indian Affairs have the funding available for those students who may want to go and take a trade, because right now a lot of these students are turned away because there is lack of funding. So it's very important right across the board, be it for the band school or for post-secondary or what we call the skills area, that the monies be made available so that all of our students can go, be it this year or for the next 100 years. It is, I believe, the government's responsibility. It is something that's owed to us. We do not have to beg for this. But I think to get the message across, we will have to continue holding demonstrations and making our voices heard to ensure that these resources, these monies are made available to all our students. It's not going to be easy. That's why we hope that everyone or as many people as possible will come to the march on May 12th on Parliament Hill. I'm sure there'll be other rallies coming up sometime in June and sometimes through the course of the summer. We must be present. We must have ensured that our voice is heard. Now, the other point is that should anyone out there have any kind of questions about the post-secondary program, about the changes or about the funding formula that affects the school, or about any issues like that, that is quite complicated and really require someone to explain it to them, they can contact the school, contact the education director, and the information that's available could be photocopied and given to these people, or an explanation can be given. Presentations can be arranged. Thank you.